Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what happened.
I want to read for you today a few pages out of the book Testimonies to Ministers and Gospel Workers. I'm reading from pages 506 through 512. The section is called Pray for the Latter Rain by Mrs. White. This passage was originally published in the Review and Herald on March 2nd, 1897. You can download it from the internet. It's right there on page 1 and 2. And I found it very interesting and revealing because there were things in this article that I've never heard before. We've all heard about the early rain or former rain was outpoured upon the disciples at the day of Pentecost. And we've heard that the latter rain will be poured out upon us just before Jesus comes. But there are things in this article that I have never heard before, and I wonder if you have. So the best way to get this across to people, because this does apply to us right now, is I thought I would just go ahead and read this for you. Pray for the latter rain. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. In the East, the former rain falls at the sowing time. It is necessary in order that the seed may germinate. Under the influence of the fertilizing showers, the tender shoots springs up. The latter rain, falling near the close of the season, ripens the grain and prepares it for the sickle. The Lord employs these operations of nature to represent the work of the Holy Spirit. As the dew and the rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate and then to ripen the harvest, so the Holy Spirit is given to carry forward from one stage to another the process of spiritual growth. The ripening of the grain represents the completion of work of God's grace in the soul. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the moral image of God is to be perfected in the character. We are to be wholly transformed into the likeness of Christ. The latter rain, ripening the earth's harvest, represents the spiritual grace that prepares the church for the coming of the Son of Man. But unless the former rain has fallen, there will be no life. The green blade will not have sprung up. Unless the early showers have done their work, the latter rain can bring no seed to perfection. There is to be first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. There must be a constant development of Christian virtue, a constant advancement in Christian experience. This we should seek with intensity of desire, that we may adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior. Many have, in a great measure, failed to receive the former rain. They have not obtained all the benefits that God has thus provided for them. They expect that the lack will be supplied by the latter rain. When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed, they intend to open their hearts to receive it. They are making a terrible mistake. The work that God has begun in the human heart in giving His light and knowledge must be continually going forward. Every individual must realize his own necessity. The heart must be emptied of every defilement and cleansed for the indwelling of the Spirit. It was by the confession and forsaking of sin, by earnest prayer and consecration of themselves to God, that the early disciples prepared for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The same work, only in a greater degree, must be done now. Then the human agent had only to ask for the blessing and wait for the Lord to perfect the work concerning him. It is God who began the work.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell. Welcome to Advent Light, Health Thursday Night Reform. I just wish everyone a blessed night tonight, and let us give him all the praise that due to him. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, and welcome again. Father in heaven, we just want to give you thanks and praise for your blessing. We thank you for spared life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for food, shelter, clothing. Most of all, we thank you for peace of mind. We thank you that we can come to join to give you all the praise, and all praise go to you. We thank you for the wonderful climate that you have given unto us. The weather is so good, and we just give you all the praise for it. Help us, Lord, that whatsoever we do, we will bring honor and glory to your wonderful name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is Sister Powell. Welcome to Thursday Night Health Reform Night. And I will just read our post here, our quote. It said, "No one was so exalted as Christ, and yet he stopped to the humblest duty. Christ himself set the example of humility. He would not leave these great subjects in man's charge. Of so much consequence did he regard it, that he himself, one equal with God, had it as servant to his disciples. While they were contented for the highest place, he to whom every knee shall bow, He whom the angels of glory count to honor and to serve, bow down to wash the feet of those who called him Lord. He washed the feet of his betrayer. His whole life was under the law for service. He served all, ministered to all, as he lived the law of God. And by his example, show how we are to, supposed to obey, brothers and sisters. If we follow the law, the law of God, and follow his will, we will, and obey his will, he will bless us, and that is what he's asking for us. So I just want to thank everyone who joined, and I am going to, as I read it, I would like everyone to share, so as you, if you want to press number one so that your line can be open, so that you can share. Brothers and sisters, this is health Thursday, and we know that the health is very important for us, and the health message that God has given unto us is the right arm to the gospel, and he have given us, brothers and sisters, 8 health law, and I'm telling you, if we follow the law and command from his health, we know we will be healthy in everything we do. And we remember the 8 health law, right? He gave us New Start. That is the 8 doctor's call. And we come with the nutrition, right? He's telling us how we should eat. It's with our diet. Also, exercise. And brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to do exercise. And this one, water. Water is important. It was last week our dear sister Cancinelli have a little demonstration, a little topic on water, how important. I think it's last week water was. And sunshine, you know. I am telling you, brothers and sisters, on this line, I enjoy the sunshine, especially today. Oh, boy, I was out there in the sun walking up the street and coming down and walking back. And I'm telling you, it helped me so at my skin, at my body. I feel so different, you know. So I just want to thank God for it. It also give us, you know, the air. The fresh air that we breathe in, the fresh air, and also rest, lot of rest, brothers and sisters. We have to rest. And tea temperance and the other tea, trust in God. And in all for us to keep this health law and health message, we have to trust God. We cannot do it alone. So if we depend upon the Lord, he is able to help us and to keep us. So I just want to thank God that for these reminder, and brothers and sisters, let me be obedient to follow his will. So I'm going to open my first caller, 225-337. Your line is open. Welcome. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I just like to share from the Minister of Healing, the helpless and poor. And I want to share this, and then I would like to, let me share the scripture first. It comes from, Galatians chapter 6.
Galatians 6:10.
Yes, Galatians chapter 6 and 10. And let me read that before I do the, amen. Our Father in heaven, amen. Lord, as we about to read this word, Lord, bless us and keep us, Lord, as we read. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, sisters and brothers, I'm reading from Galatians chapter 6 and 10. And it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the house of faith. And I want to share this reading from the helpless poor. And it says, many who have no children of their own could do a good work in caring for the children of others. Instead of giving attention to pets and lavish upon dumb animals, Let them give their attention to little children whose character they may fashion after the divine similitude. Place your love upon the harmless members of the human family. See how many of these children you can begin to bring up in the nature and the admiration of the Lord. Many would thus be greatly benefit themselves. So, brothers and sisters, as minister of healing is telling us to do good and to our neighbors and brothers and sisters, family. When we see children coming up in homes that not being cared for, you know, sometimes we can take these children under our wings if you live in that neighborhood or you can begin to kind of like teach these children, give these children little stories and feed them, give them some health food. You know, it's many things we can do as the children of God. I'm talking about those that say they of Christ. So we can help the poor in many different ways by sharing God's word. So I just want to thank the Lord for this reading, because truly this lifestyle is the lifestyle that Christ had and how he loved and speaking with the children and healing the sick and doing all these things to help people, and people loved him and for his goodness. So I just want to thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line, and I'll just offer a short prayer. Amen. For the brothers and sisters as they come to the prayer line. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come to you, Lord Father, humble, and the only way we know how, Father, to be submissive and loving your word, and also, Lord, love our neighbors and our families, that we would show that Christ-like character. So, Father, as we come to the prayer line tonight, Lord, we ought to do that with one another, the house of faith, your children, Lord, Father, that we call ourselves Christ-like, that we ought to love one another and treat one another with respect and have the love for one another and to show one another that Christ loved us first, and we ought to love one another and after his character. So, Father, we just thank you. We're asking you to bless all of the brothers and sisters that come to join us. We're asking you to be with each and every one, that they may share their testimony, share their week and what the Lord has blessed, how the Lord blessed them. And just to give you thanks, Father, for this day that we are able to join the prayer line. So bless us and keep us, Lord. And we ask for the Holy Spirit to fall on us afresh, Lord, that we can do your will. Thank you, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that reading, Galatians 6:12, God said, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, brothers and sisters. So we have to do good to all men. Sometimes we look at the poor out there. Sometimes we look upon the widow out there, the homeless, the fatherless children. And sometimes we even leave them alone. You know, we don't take time, you know, to talk to them and, you know, take care of them just as the Lord have gave us the instruction to do so. As we have been reminded, brothers and sisters, let us do it. The church, we are the church, and this is the opportunity and time now when we see all these things is happening out there for us to help. It also said here, brothers and sisters, that when all has been said and done, what can we do in helping the poor to help themselves? You know, while we minister unto them, we have to try some way of even helping them how they can help themselves after. And there still remain, you know, the widow and the fatherless, the aged and the helpless. You know, sometimes we look at the age, oh, they finish life now, and especially how when we are young, we do not really get good advice or good counseling, like we don't want to hear from the age. So the Lord is telling us here, showing us that, you know, these people should be taken care of, and especially the household of faith. So this is our chore that we have to do, brothers and sisters, in this time. Thank you again for sharing and opening this line. 518-482, your line is open.
Good evening. Good evening, brothers. This is Sister Kensinelli from New York, Upper State, New York. I am happy to be here with you this evening to give God praise, first of all, for being here in life, strength, health, that I could call upon his name, I could join with you and all who are on this line this evening to give God praise and thanks. So I am here this evening. I want to, first I would like to, I think I sing first. I'm going to sing a song. Oh, Lord, it went to me. Oh.
Take your time, my sister.
I was trying to find the song. I had this song and it disappeared, man. Satan is a liar. Satan, you're a liar. Okay, I'll sing this song. What a wonderful Savior. A wonderful Savior, Jesus, my Lord. Yes, brothers
Amen.
And sisters. I think God is really wonderful. He is so wonderful to us. We cannot even begin to imagine. God is good. He's wonderful. Today he sends us what? Sunshine. And the sunshine was so warm that I enjoyed it too. I heard Sister Powell said she enjoyed the sunshine. I did too. And I was going to speak about continue to talk water, but for some reason I couldn't find my my notes, so I have to put that aside, right? But God is wonderful because he has given us all these beautiful things for our health and for our strength. He has given us water, he has given us herbs for the healing of the nation. And I'm going to speak a little about the natural vitamins, and it's something that each one of us know. So I'm going to sing What a Wonderful Savior. I'm going to say a short prayer. Loving Father, we come to you this afternoon thanking you for your love, for your mercy, for your goodness towards us in protecting us, in keeping us safe. Lord, we thank you that we can come here as a group, as brothers and sisters, to mix our voices and to give you praise, and to whatever message you have sent us, we are here to share it with others. And Father, as I share this evening, I pray that you will be with me and that you will strengthen me and all of us that are in line, that we will desire in our hearts so that we would want to be obedient to God's principles, the health rules, so we can live a healthy life. Because it is God's desire that each of us should be healthy. He doesn't want any of us to be sick. In Genesis 1, we were told that, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." So here we see that God has not given us all of those things that we eat, those meat and those fish and all of that. He's given us herbs. So he is such a wonderful Savior. And I want to sing this song, What a Wonderful Savior. I will sing with three verses. Christ has for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. Christ has for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed by His blood. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. I praise Him for the cleansing blood. What a wonderful Savior that reconciled my soul to God. What a wonderful Savior. He walks beside me all the way. What a wonderful Savior. And keeps me faithful day by day. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He gives me overcoming power. What a wonderful Savior. And triumph in each trying hour. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. And in 1 Samuel 12:15 it says, but if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you. So brothers and sisters, if we want to live a good, obedient life, we want to live a good and healthy life, we have to obey the laws of health. I'm going to speak about natural vitamin. I'm going to speak about one topic, the dandelion. The dandelion, top to bottom. We know that every one of us, I'm sure, on this line tonight knows the dandelion. It's a common plant that we see all along the road. Anywhere we go, we see that dandelion plant. And it's a wonderful plant. Eat everything on this plant you eat, from the top of it, the flowers and everything that you eat. So this afternoon, you are going to learn something about the dandelion that you see commonly along the street. And sometimes you see it floating, the seeds floating in the air. It says the dandelions are more than just a weed. If it's not a weed alone, the entire plant is edible, except the stem. Flowers can be eaten fresh or dried, and a great source of vitamin A. And you know vitamin A is good for the eyes, and vitamin B12. They can be used in pancakes or fritter mix. If you're making your pancake, you could put some dandelion inside, you buy the herb, because they have it in the market, you could go buy it and put a little in your pancake. You can also add young dandelions, the greens, the fresh meat, to make a fresh salad, or as a replacement of chives, right? They can also be salted, stir-fried, or creamed. 1 cup of chopped dandelion leaves are a good amount of potassium, vitamin A, and the sodium. I read it again. I said one cup of chopped dandelion leaves are a good amount of potassium and vitamin A and sodium. The root can be roasted to make a caffeine-free coffee. You roast the root and you boil it. You have there a caffeine-free coffee. The root can also be used dry or fresh and made into teas, tincture, or infusions and poultices. It is also a diuretic, and it can be used to ease bloating and lower high blood pressure, Sister Power. And it makes it into a paste.
Yes, I use.
Yes. Yes, it can be, it can use as a diuretic, the mean to get rid of water out of your body. And it could also lower high blood pressure. Make it into a paste and mix with water to soothe the skin disorders like eczema, porosis, rashes, and boils. It also has shown to block the flow of sugar. And we know that is one thing that a lot of people suffer with, diabetes. It could block the flow of sugar from the intestine to the bloodstream, preventing spike in your blood pressure or insulin levels. As a tonic, it can cleanse the liver. Dandelion is generally considered safe and well-tolerated in adults if consumed in moderation. So is the beauty of that plant. God has given us that common plant that we see all about, that beautiful yellow flower. And we do not know how important that is. We go to the doctors and get all of these medicine from the doctor, and then when we put it in our bodies, they don't do us no good. We get more sick, and we add more. And steady, every time you go back to the doctor, they add in more and more. What must say? Tablets to your body, and these things do not heal us. They only make us more sick. So, brothers and sisters, we have to seek what God has given us. The herbs. We have to look at the herbs, and don't despise what the Lord has told us. He has given us these herbs for us to cleanse our body and keep us healthy and strong. So my little advice to you this evening is to ask God to show you, to show us the simple things that he has made for our health, that we can keep healthy and strong. And when we get a little ache and a little pain there, we don't run to the doctor, but we go to whom? We go to Dr. Jesus and ask him what he must do, and he will tell us what we must do and what we can use to alleviate our pains and suffering. So, Sister Powell, this evening, I thank you for opening my line, and I pray that the Lord will bless all of us, that we will see the importance of knowing our herbs that is about us, that can help us to keep strong and not to keep going to these doctors who put all these poison into our system, and eventually we have to leave this world in a bad state. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line, and may God bless all of us and all speakers and life. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for that song, What a Wonderful Savior is Jesus My Savior, and also for that air tip, brothers and sisters. We get our sister, where this code found, because brothers and sisters, we are asking our brothers to go all these, because we are not saying, brothers and sisters, that this is a cure for you. The Lord gave us these things, but we would like our brothers and sisters to do research. Right, because there is research for them to do right at this, and I do know that the dandelion is very, very good, important. So many pain and sickness, it helps, you know. And you take these things, and if you see you use it, you know that it is good. But we're just telling our brothers and sisters, get research, for yourself, because we are not on the line here stating that, you know, we have, this is a cure, this is cure, but we know that the Lord told us that we have to stick and be obedient to the health message. So we want to thank our sister for even sharing with us. Even we wouldn't realize to know it is good for cooking purpose in our pancake and in our fritters and also in our salad, you know. So we have to give God thanks and to be obedient with his command. So we can ask Sister constantly if she can tell, show we where that our brothers and sisters can go, because sometimes they call and ask for where these quote was taken from or where, you know, so we can give them that. So Sister constantly will send it and we will really text it to our brothers and sisters that they can do their research for themselves. Thank you again, my dear sister, for sharing. All right. 4236 35 Your line is open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Poe, for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. Good evening. Just want to thank the Lord for his mercy, his love for this beautiful day. Started out raining this morning, but it turned out to be a beautiful day. And I'm able to join with my brothers and sisters and just listen to the help message and the you know, the wonderful word about dandelion, you know, very powerful. I have it in like a herb form that I, you know, put in my tea. You know, I steam it and then I remove the herbs and drink it along with clove and different thing. I just made like a smoothie and I add the clove, the fenugreek, wild yam, and all those herbs that's good for the body, for the hormone, especially for as we're aging, we need something for our hormones and those that will prevent disruption in our hormone, which is hot flashes. And God has given us the herb truly for our benefit. So, amen. I just want to share a devotion. My Life Today. That's the book, it said, Growing in Grace. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalms chapter 84, verse 11. So once we're walking uprightly, and that means righteously, we will beheld the goodness of God, his grace, and he will not hold back anything that is for us, for our blessing and to bless others. There are many who do not grow in grace because they fail of cultivating home religion. So we see their home religion is very important for the family. The member of the families are to show that they are in constant possession of a power received from Christ. They are to improve in every habit and practice, thus showing that they keep constantly before them what it means to be a Christian. So that is such a, you know, a good testimony to keep constantly before us what it means or what it takes to be a Christian, because our light is not only shining in the home but also in the supermarket, brothers and sisters, wherever we go, work or, you know, school or in our neighborhood, we are to be a light to others. Continue. Those who are Christian in the home will be Christian in the church and in the world. Grace can strive only in the heart that is being constantly preparing for the precious seed of the truth. The thorns of sin will grow in any soil. They need no cultivation, but grace must be carefully cultivated. The briars and thorns are always ready to spring up, and the work of purification must advance continually. Excuse me. So we have a work to do as Christian, as disciple of God. You know, we have to ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding. We have to, you know, look unto Jesus, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I'll jump down to the end. It said, the measure of your Christianity is gauged by the character of your home life. The grace of Christ enables its possession to make the home a happy place, full of peace and rest. So may our home be happy, full of peace and rest, where the angel will want to abide. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to do prayer for me as soon as we finish to tell you, Sister Paula.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay. We want to thank you, Sister Paula, for joining and to share this wonderful thought of your devotion today, that our home, right? Our home life should represent when we go on the street, whether we are Christian or we are not. So brothers and sisters, people is watching us. So let our life demonstrate the character of Christ wherever we go, that people will know that we belong to the loving Father Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. So we just want to thank our dear sister, and we're going to open this line for all right. 518-650, your line is open. 518-650.
Good afternoon. I am Sister Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. And I would like to sing my song. I will sing of Jesus' love, sing of him who first loved me for he left bright worlds above and died on Calvary. I will sing of Jesus' love and his praise. My heart shall give he has died that I might live. I will sing his love to me. Oh, the depth of love divine, earth or heaven can never know how the sins as dark as mine can be made as white as snow. I will sing of Jesus' love in this praise. My heart shall give me a sign that I might live. I will sing his love to me. Nothing good for him I've done. How could he such love be so, Lord, I own. My heart is won. Help me now, my love, to show. I will sing of Jesus. Let's praise. My heart shall give thee a sign that I might live. I will sing his love to me. I'm going to read Psalms 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. O God, create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, dear Father, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, we are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good, O God. But because you sent your Son to die on that old rugged cross, we are here this evening. So, Lord, please forgive us of our sins. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Break us, O God. Melt us, mold us, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Be with each and every one of us on the prayer line, along with our families, O God. You know our desire. You know everything about us. Lord, I'm asking you to come near and to touch us and to cleanse us and to purge us and to remove every unrighteousness from us, O God, and help us to get close to you, Jesus. Father, help us to be worthy. Help us to be holy. Help us to be like you, Lord. We need outpouring of your Holy Spirit, O God. But we have to have clean hands and pure heart so that you can fill us. So please, Lord, come near unto us, O God, and touch us. Because there's nothing we can do of ourselves. Our families, O God, children and children, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, sisters, brothers, friends, enemies, O God, co-workers, each and everyone we come in contact with, dear Father, just reach out and touch some, each and every one of us, O God, so that we turn from our wicked ways and come to know you as Christ, our living Savior. Lord, heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, O God. Open shelter for the homeless. Lord, provide our needs, supply our needs according to your riches and glory. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be true, O God. Help us to walk in the light you have set before us so that when you come, we will be ready to go home to live with you, dear God. Time is short, O God, and we don't have a lot of time left, so help us, Jesus, to do all we can so that we will be ready, Jesus. Continue to mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Make us into what you want us to be. And whatever we do, O God, let we do everything according to your will, I pray, and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear sister, for that song I will sing of Jesus' love. We have all come this line after sing and also share and tell others of Jesus' love. We have listened to the reading, both our testimony and our reading and our devotion, that nothing we can do besides go. When we go out, we represent Christ in everything, Christ's character, and to share the love of Christ to our brothers and our sister out there. So I just want to thank my sister that reminding us, brothers and sisters, because, you know, sometimes we forget, you know. So we thank my dear sister for that song and also our devotional song, Sister Barnaby, and our prayer and scripture reading. God is so good. It's so great. It is really an opportunity when we can come on this line to share and to give God thanks. We are one big family on this line, especially in this time that we are living in, the crisis that is around. We can't let the crisis get us down. We have to study God's word. We have to be obedient to God and carry out his work. And we thank God that we are, as a family, can join in this form to share. So I just want to thank you, my dear sister, for participating. Right? Yes. Okay. 352-426. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Three, five, two, four, two, six. Your line is open.
I'm familiar with the Martins. Can you hear us?
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, today we'll be singing for you. I have a friend so precious.
Amen.
I have a friend so precious. so very dear to me. He loves me with his tender love, he loves so faithfully. I could not live apart from him, I love to feel him nigh. And so we dwell together, my Lord and I. Sometimes I'm faint and weary, he knows that I am weak. And as he bids me lean on him, his help I gladly seek. He leads me in the path of life, beneath a sunny sky. And so we walk together, my Lord and I. I tell him all my sorrows, I tell him all my joys. I tell him all that pleases me, I tell him what annoys. He tells me what I ought to do, he tells me how to try. And so we talk together, my Lord and I. He knows that I am lonely, some weary soul to win. And so he bids me go and speak a loving word for him. He bids me in his wondrous love and why he came to die. And so we work together, my Lord and I.
And so we're encouraging everyone to work together, pray together, sing together. And so the Lord will continue to bless us and keep us in this perilous time. Thank you also. You have a blessed evening now.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you to the Martins family for that song. Martins singing for the Lord, you know. We have a friend so precious. See, you know, that friend that we have, brothers and sisters, we have to to him. We have to believe in that friend. And I thank God for the family, Martin family, that, you know, have a great ministry in, you know, presenting God's word in songs all over. And we just pray that God will continue to bless them and their voices so that they will go out to spread the gospel message out there to their things. So we on Advent Light, brothers and sister Martin and brother Martin and daughter, we know that you are a family on Advent Light. So we just want to let you know, we, you know, all praying for you guys. So these wonderful songs that you have been presenting out there. So we just want to thank you for sharing. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have quite a few people here, so we're going to open the line for this one, 301-8368, your line is open.
Good night, beloved. Thank God for his grace, for his mercy. I was blessed to hear my cousin, I can say that, my cousin singing on the line. It has been it was just a blessing listening and hearing you all. And so I have, you know, a quick, well, I'm going to make it quick, but I have a praise report. Today, as many of you know, I had shared that I went, I had an allergic reaction to going back in the building. So I was not able to go back in, you know, because of, you know, what happened and just not the eyes healing and everything. And I went to my regular doctor, my regular physician, my general physician recommend, you know, I need to go to see all of these other specialists. So I, one of the doctor that I needed to see, very busy. And I just happened to call her and she answered the phone and said, oh, you know, I have, she said, this is just not normal. She said, I'm usually booked months out in advance, you know, but we have a spot. So I was able to go in to see her today. And when I walked in, beloved, this was, you know, I'm driving, going there. It's a distance from where I am. But when I went in, into the facility, nobody was wearing masks, right? And I was like, what? You know, but my friend who kind of, you know, who I actually recommend her had said to me, you know, she said it in passing. I wasn't really paying any attention to it. She was like, oh, yeah, she doesn't wear masks. But I didn't know that the facility itself did not, because, you know, everywhere you go, you know, it says, you know, mask are required. And so I went in and I was like, there was just a piece that just came over me. Nobody was wearing a mask. It wasn't packed, you know, the place was, you know, clean. And then I saw she had a sign up, and, you know, the sign was very, part of the sign got me, like, you know, she said, believe in love even when you don't see love, right? And then the next piece, that was the kicker, and I said, thank you, God. The next line on her, on the frame, the picture frame that she had, the frame with the word says, believe in God even when you cannot hear him. And I was like, I got excited. I was like, whoa, you know. And so I, you know, she, they took me in, did what I needed to do, and she, the nurse came in, and before the nurse came in, she asked me, she said, you know, do you want me to wear a mask? I said, well, it's up to you. I mean, what is the take on it? She said, well, she said, you know, it's up to you, you know, if you ask me. I said, whatever you want, you know what I mean? And so I said, you know, if you want to put it on, put it on. And so she put the mask on. However, when she was in the room with me, I said, well, you know, I've never been asked. I've just thought that, you know, everybody, you know, I said, well, I know I have a hard time breathing with the mask. And she said, well, and I said, she said, you know, I have asthma. She said, really, I'm going to tell you the truth. Scientifically, the mask really don't really do anything. It just kind of gives people peace of mind or whatever. And I said, well, you know what? If you don't have to wear it, you could take it off, because I know I have a hard time wearing it for a long period of time. And we, you know, she did my vital and everything. And they did my oxygen. And the lady said to me, the doctor came in, and she was like, oh, my goodness, for what you are saying, your oxygen level is really, really great. And she said, you weren't wearing your mask in here, right? And I was like, no. And I remember when I went to my other doctor, I had to wear the mask, and my heart was beating so fast. My oxygen level was much lower than what it was when I went to this doctor. And I said, you know, it's just such a difference. But the woman, the doctor was giving me godly advice, beloved. And she's a Christian. She's not an Adventist. So she said to me, you know, our bodies are designed, because I was asking her question, you know, about, you know, what is going on with the COVID, you know what I mean, you know, all of these things. And she was like, our bodies are perfectly designed by God to be able to ward off and fight off these things. She was like, we're not saying that it's not real. It is. And people are dying. But when you look at the numbers, the people who are recovering far outweighs the people who are dying, you know, and we're not making lightly of the individuals that who are dying. And so she was like, gave me, you know, some, you know, and there's some details that I knew, but there's some details that I didn't know. And she was just very godly in presenting the information to me, and even just with treating me, right? So let's come to the eye. Now, here's the person report. Let's come to the eye. You know, my other doctor had prescribed, given me an eye drop that I needed to use. By the time we went and got it, you know, by the time it got to the pharmacy, we just got it. So I didn't get a chance to really, you know, consume or whatever. And I'm looking, researching it, because we got to research, right? We've got to look at everything that they give us, make sure that it is right for us or whatever. However, she made mention, and she was like, well, it is working because the eye is clearing up. But let me tell you this, beloved. It was that the healing was not coming from the medication. The healing was coming from what God has given us to use as healing. And let me tell you what it was. Every morning I get up and I squeeze lemon in water, and I would kind of, you know, kind of peck on the lemon in my mouth. And that is really what is helping the eye to heal. I'm doing that pH and just squeezing the lemon inside of water. Let me be clear, right? Inside of water. And just kind of, eating it, in my mouth, squeezing it in a cup, mixing it with some orange juice, that citrus. And when she said, she was like, I still feel, the grain, the stick, but I know that God is working. And I've been doing some charcoal. So I know that God is working. And so that is my praise report, that we can trust God for him to do all that he says that he will do for his people. Because, my favorite, the third epistle of John, that says, beloved, I wish above what? All things.
All things.
Right?
That you prosper.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and be in health so that our soul may prosper, right? And so she just really, God just sent her to me, really, really spiritual woman. And then I got a book from out of her office. And the book says Physician Life Reference, Patient 5th Edition. And here's what it is. It's the New Testament of the Psalms and the Proverbs. And that is in her office, right? And so we know that God, has, God is the creator of science, right? God put physicians in place. And she was sharing some things with me about, the Johnson & Johnson. She told me, she said, the Johnson & Johnson, she said that one has aborted fetus in that one. She said that's how that's how they make that one, the Johnson & Johnson. She said the other two, the Pfizer and the Moderna, she said those are not vaccination. Those are like, the RNA device that kind of killed when they did the testing on the animals. All those animals die. I'm just giving you information. This is what I was told. So go ahead and research. Don't take anything that we say, as we've always said. Go ahead and research for yourself so that we can, the prophetess says, so that we can be intelligent, right, in making decision. Continue to fast and pray and seek God for the direction. So I just want to share that with you. But I'm just giving you all of that to say that God's remedy that he has given us is designed as meat, as well as food, as well as healing portions and properties in our body. So that is my praise report. And I want you to pray for me because she did send out my my note to to the principal and stuff. So I want you to pray that God will be done where I'm not able to go. I'm not able to go into that building right now because of all of the things that is doing, and they just need to do some things to it within that building. So I ask you to pray that God will be done and I will be protected and I will have the peace that passeth all understanding and be able to share this testimony to others. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
And pray
amen.
For the doctor, too. Her name is Dr. Her initials are E-L. So I want you to pray for her, that she will continue, to stand on the principle. E-L. The letter is E, and then the last initial is L. So the initial is E-L.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing, and welcome back. We missed you last week. And we give God thanks and praise that you are back. And also that praise report, brothers and sisters, God have his people everywhere. And, God had gave us these remedy, health remedy, and we have to follow the health laws. So we just want to give God thanks. And I'm asking you, what did you say about the lime? You squeeze it into the water and you drink it, right? Sister Stephanie, are you okay? I'm just going to ask that question. So when you come on, you can just share it with the lime in the water. I just asking and want to know if it's drink that water. Okay, so I just want to give God thanks for that praise report and for that doctor who could express herself, explain clearly, because brothers and sisters, most doctors, they are not telling you, you know, the truth. So when you see that you have the Lord have been using physicians in places to give information, that is very important to us. So we just want to give God thanks and praise for that. Yes, I open that line, 631-552. Your line is open. Brothers and sisters, we have a full house here. So we are asking our brothers and sisters to be briefly so that everyone could share that we hear the message tonight.
Hello? Hello?
Amen, amen. Amen. We are here,
brother.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I want to thank God for his goodness and his grace and his mercy. And I just want to share an article with you guys and a few scripture. This is from Reuters Investigate. This is one of the website that shares some important information. And this is from former vice president. His name Michael Yendon. He was a scientific researcher, vice president at the drug giant Pfizer Inc. He co-founded a successful biotech. Then his career took an unexpected turn. What he says in this statement, he says, last year, a semi-retired British scientist, co-author and petition of Europe's medicine regulators, the petitioner made a bold demand all COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials. Even bolder was their argument for doing so. They speculated without providing evidence that the vaccine could cause infertility in women. Continue. The document appeared on German website on December 1st. Scientists denounced the theory. Regulators were swayed. Either weeks later, the European Medicine Agency approved the European Union's first COVID-19 shot co-developed by Pfizer Inc., but damage was already done. Social media quickly spread exaggerating claims that the COVID-19 jab caused female infertility. Within weeks, doctors and nurses in Britain began reporting that concerning women were asked them whether it was true. According to the Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynecologist in January, a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation, KFF, a nonprofit organization, found that 13% of unvaccinated people in the United States had heard that COVID-19 vaccine had been shown to cause infertility. Continue. What gave the debunked claim credibility was that one Carl Yendon that I mentioned before wasn't just a scientist. The 60-year-old is a former vice president of Pfizer, where he spent 16 years as an allergic and respiratory researcher. He later co-founded biotech firm that the Swiss drug maker Novartis purchased for at least $35 billion. Continue. So we see that, what he says, in recent months, Yendon Fanyos has emerged as an unlikely hero for the so-called anti-vaxxers, with avert question that the safety of many vaccines, including for the corona vaccine. Actually, a movement that amplified Yellen's skeptic view that COVID-19 vaccine and test, government's mandated lockdown, and the arc of the pandemic. Yellen has said that personally doesn't oppose the use of all vaccines, but many health experts and government officials worry that opinions like these fuel vaccine hesitancy and reluctance of refusal to be vaccinated that could prolong the pandemic. COVID-19 has already killed more than 2.6 million people worldwide. So what this man is saying is telling them to stop the vaccine. This man is a former vice president of the leading vaccine producer in the world right now, and the most profitable vaccine company right now, which is Pfizer. Okay, what he says, and he says, reference to Yendon petition appear on website of the group founded by influential vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr., gone for the American political dynasty, who recently was banned on Instagram. They banned Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because when people speak out about truth, they have been on mainstream, on media. So what this man is telling, he said he don't see the need for this vaccine. In further statement, he said he don't see the need for vaccinating the whole world with this vaccine. Number one, this vaccine is the worst yet ever developed. It was so quickly developed. Normally, a vaccine would take 5 to 10 years to develop, but this vaccine developed within a year plus. And what is it? If it was just the aborted human pieces alone, are the other things that is in it, the mercury and the aluminum? No, this vaccine have a chip that is implanted in your body to change the genome of the human body. So it is like a disguise. When it comes into your body, disguise is subtle. So it make you feel at first that everything is okay. But it had adverse effect on the body. You have the antibodies that is in your body that's supposed to protect your body from invaders. That vaccine attacks. And that's why many people who took the vaccine, but yet still they could still, twice they had taken the vaccine, but yet still they could have COVID-19, say that they are positive still. Because what the main attribute of this vaccine and the main push by the billiocrats, the billionaires, and all these people, and all these celebrities, politicians that has been coming forward and telling people to do this thing, take this thing, that many of them are not taking the real thing that they are telling people to take. And people have to be wise and to understand that these things is a scheme of the devil, because the whole thing is the mind. That the enemy effort is to destroy the mind of humanity. And what this thing does, it can control it. So soon, you don't have to go to the hospital. You don't have to go to the doctor for no checkup. They can stay from your home with that nanotechnology which is in your body and tell you what exactly happening inside of you. So that is the whole agenda. So the whole COVID-19, the 5G is in this as well. The 5G technology that was created also to use as a technology to deal with this this vaccine. Let me share some scripture. I'll share a scripture before I go. I don't want to be too long. Acts chapter 5. This was what happened in the time of the apostles. In Acts chapter 5, we see with the situation with the apostles, when they were preaching, they could not just sake of time, you could look from verse 11, to 18, you could look at that. But I want to read two texts on that. It says, and of the rest, verse 11, he said, and great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. What happened to Ananias and Sapphira when they make the pledge and they didn't go through with it? They hold back some of the money and they died because their probation was closed at that time. Then in verse 12, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, there's no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And listen to this, verse 14. And the believers were more added to the Lord, multitude both of men and women, verse 15. Insomuch as they brought forth the sick into the street. They brought the sick what? Into the street. And laid them on beds and couches. At the least, the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. So the power of the Holy Spirit was upon Peter, that even his shadow was healing the sick. Jesus Christ had really prophesied that greater things than I do, that they would do it. through his power. So he continued, verse 70, look at that now. Then when the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, was filled with indignation. Look at the mighty work of God that was going on. And these men was angry, for these men was doing a great work for the cause of God. And these men were angry. So it happened. Verse 8, and they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. So they put them in prison. But guess what? The angel of the Lord came and opened the prison and set them free. And the apostles were told by the angel they should go and speak the word of life. And if you continue in the same chapter, it tells you that they were asked by the sect of this system, said, saying, did we not, verse 28, did we not straightly command you that we should not teach in this name? So that means they don't even want to call the name, which is Jesus. And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But these were the same men at the trial of at Pilate's trial that said to Pilate, when they said Pilate asked question about him, we have no king but Caesar. That what they said. They said they have no king at that point, and they said, let this man's blood be upon us and our children. That was the startling statement that these men said. But now they want to say to the apostles that now you want to you have filled, behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But they said that earlier. They said that earlier, but look at this. When I examine this scripture, they had filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. I look at us as a church today. We need to fill the world with the doctrine of Christ. If we do that, then persecution will come, but we don't want persecution. So we don't want to fill the world with the doctrine. But the Revelation 18 will fulfill, because when the loud cry goes out, the whole world will enlighten with the glory of God, and that message will go forth. It says, verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Right? And then in 32 he said, and we are these witness of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. So anybody who received the Holy Spirit is those who are obedient to the word of God. So in other words, now we have to allow the word of God to be our guide in every aspect. We cannot allow celebrities, politicians, church leaders, and anybody to dictate the things to us that we should do when the word of God is telling us how to live. We have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and follow the word of God. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line and giving me time to share.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear brother, honey, for that special news report, brothers and sisters. Here, this is a command, the Lord said, and my dear brother impresses us, you know, he's expressing to us to let us know that, you know, it's best for us to follow the Lord more than follow man, because the word of God is sure and choose. And my prayer, brothers and sisters, Brother O'Neill was talking about this president who, you know, Kaiser, president, you know, with the medical appeal, is saying that this vaccination to be stopped because he doesn't see the need for the whole world to be vaccinated. And brother and sister, my prayer and my sisters, we come before the Lord asking the Lord to allow this vaccination to stop, right? And we don't know, we know that God is able to do all things. I just want to really give God thanks. And Sister Brother O'Neill, can you send these
report and quote that my dear sister can pass it out to our brothers and sisters on the line, and they can go and do their research too for find out, because we do not want to, you know, present these things on the line. And you know what? People may say that we, it's not out there, it's not a report. So we just asking you, please, if you could send Sister Leila or Sister Carla so that they can send out these in our chat, you know, so that we can really study for ourselves. So I just want to thank God for that report. And brothers and sisters, follow the Lord's word. You know, the Lord is great, and he gave us all instruction, and we have to be obedient to his will. So I just want to thank you, my dear brother. We are asking our brothers and sisters to time prayer or for us to hear the message. For if you want to share, just press number one, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to be briefly, because we are going in prayer now for us to hear the message. 985-232, the line is open. 985-232, your line is open. I don't want to skip no one. I want everyone to share. Nine eight five two three two. Can you check if your phone is on mute? Okay. 985-232. Can you check your phone? Okay. All right. Brothers and sisters, come to the end. We want to thank you again for sharing. We are going to open Sister Carla line, ask for prayer, 423-638. I just asked Sister Carla if he would do a general prayer. Please to pray for all these various prayer requests. And remember the Dr. E.L. to pray for her, and also pray for all our brothers and sisters on the line.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Someone's phone is in the background.
All right, brother, you'll see that. I should let you stop. Okay, all right, okay.
Okay. Okay,
kind loving Father, we thank you. Yes.
Yeah, just pray, and then Brother Eli, I have to open his line. Just pray, Sister Carla. I'm going to open
kind
his line.
Kind loving Father. We thank you ever so much, O Father, for your word, O Father. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for health and strength that you have given us. We thank you for wisdom and understanding, O Father. There's nothing new under the sun, O Father. Men are trying to destroy men, O Father, trying to play God upon this earth, and you have not given them that right, because that only belongs to you, which is the Creator, the King of King, Lord of Lord. But we know Satan has come down with great wrath, seeking who he may devour, and he uses men and even angels, O Lord, to do his bidding and to do his work. O Lord, we ask that you will have mercy on those, O Father, that are still anticipating taking this vaccine, which is a poison. It's an experiment, O Father, and it's like playing Russian roulette, O Father. They can die now or later, or slow debt, O Father, something that you have not designed for us to do, but for our body to heal itself. If we will adhere to the health law, Father, if we will keep your commandment and your law, your statutes, O Father, we ask that you will have mercy on those that have already taken it, O Lord, that you will forgive them, that they will call upon you, O Father, so that they can be saved, even if they have to perish, O Father, this untimely death. You said, ask us, why should we die before our time, O Lord? Have mercy, O Father. We lift up the doctor, Sister Stephanie Doctor, that you will continue to be with her to share the message, O Father, to warn her clients and her community, her family and her friends, O Father. Bless her in a marked way. Give her more of your wisdom and understanding, O Father, and if Sister Stephanie go and see her again, or she can mail her a book, oh Father, so that she can read and she can grow closer to you and law and learn of your law and your commandments, oh Lord. We ask that you will be with each prayer request that has been asked here and also the unspoken prayer requests, that you will answer them accordingly, O Lord. May your will be done, O Father. Sometimes we ask of things which will harm us and will not be good for us, O Lord, but we want to please you. We want to do of your good pleasure, Lord. Please save us. Please help us, O Father. Be with our children, O Father, in a marked way, and their mothers and fathers, that they will guide them and teach them aright, and also those that have grandchildren, O Lord. We ask that you will be with them also, that they will seek you, O Father, and give their hearts to you, because you are soon to come, and you don't have any pleasure in the dead of the wicked, Lord. But you want all to repent and be baptized, O Father, and be saved, O Father, in the name of Jesus. That's the only way that we can be saved, calling upon the name of Jesus and repenting, O Father, of our sins. We thank you. We ask that you will bless the speaker in a marked way, Lord, that you will bless her or him, O Lord. I believe it's Sister Stephanie, that you will fill her with your Holy Spirit, O Lord, that she will speak the words, O Father, from the Bible, the spirit of prophecy and testimony, whatever you have put upon her heart, Lord. Again, bless her, bless us and strengthen us. Help us, O Father, to keep your law. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for that prayer. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to open this line right now. I'm asking my brothers and sisters to be briefly, because the speaker is time for due for this speaker. 3-8-5-7-6-1-5, your line is open.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters. I like to thank God because God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, beloved. Beloved brothers and sisters, have faith in God because God is good, brothers and sisters. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. He is a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Today's the day that the Lord has made, brothers and sisters. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, brothers and sisters. Sister Power, I have a prayer request, Sister Power, tonight. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. And Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari, because Brother Jihari needs prayer too, Sister Power. Pray for him and he could bring the message to on the prayer line, Sister Power. Sister Power, I'm asking for you, Sister Power, to give Sister me the house number of Jari when Sister Stephanie is finished with the message. Tell Sister Stephanie to give him a call tomorrow, Sister Power, and Brother Jari could preach the word of God to Sister Power. Pray for Brother Jari and he could preach on the prayer line on Sundays too. And Sister Power, tell Sister Stephanie, Jari have to be on this prayer line Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and help message with Sister Stephanie, Sister Power. Sister Power, let me sing a song for Sister Stephanie, because Sister Stephanie will feel blessed with that song, Sister Power, when I sing, Blessed Rasulway, Jesus is my happy is my blessed soul, Jesus is mine, praising my Savior all day, day long. Sister Powell, sing with me, Sister Stephanie. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day, day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Sister Stephanie, have faith in God because God is good. God is merciful, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, what you're going to trust in the Lord because He is faithful to you, Sister Stephanie. Have faith, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, Sister Power, we'll give you the number of Brother Jolly and call him. Lift him up. Call Brother Jolly and Bible studies with him too. Sister Powell, can you give Sister Stephanie the number of Brother Jolly and she could do Bible studies with her on Friday? I don't know if Sister Stephanie is able to do Bible study with Brother Jolly because he's a young man, so he needs to be on the prayer line on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Sister Powell, can you tell him right now? Sister Powell, tell Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, may God bless you with your ministry, Sister Stephanie. May God continue to guide you, Sister Stephanie, because Sister Stephanie, God is able. God is a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Sister Stephanie, He is good. He is good. He's awesome. I want to say hallelujah, Sister Stephanie. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Sister Stephanie. Hallelujah again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sister Stephanie. God is good. God is awesome. Sister Stephanie, just shout out this prayer and say hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Paul, give us the number to call Brother Jolly.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Eli, for that praise. And I do know Sister Stephanie here, and Sister Stephanie, Brother Eli is asking you to contact Johari. So we're going to have that word of prayer, and brothers and sisters, we want to thank Brother Eli. He's passionate, Brother Eli, mean that he has to get Brother Johari to present a message, brother, and let us pray about that. God is able to do all things. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we want to thank you as brothers and sisters that we can join on this line to give praises to you. We thank you for the many blessings, Lord, in prayer requests, songs of praise, reading the scripture, sharing their special report, dear Father God, about the physician and also the COVID vaccination. We want to thank you for the study, encouraging word about health message, how important for us to be obedient in the health message by using special herb, Lord, from dandelion and all the purpose, Lord, that it carries. We want to thank you. We thank you for the report of their daily devotion taught, dear Father God, that came to. We want to thank you for the songs of praise, reading the scripture and giving praises. We want to thank you for the families, Lord, who present the songs of praise to share their testimony and to present how God is so good and great to us. We want to thank you for the report, dear Lord, that we got for the visitation from the doctor and to see how the doctor, dear Father, who knows you and believe in you, Father, and trust you and giving good report. Lord, what more could we ask? So we thank you for dear brother Eli, Lord, presenting the message, Lord, there by cheering and singing songs and praying for his mother, praying for his fasting, for prayer for himself, Johari and Ishma and the team, and for the old team is praying for Sister Stephanie. And Lord, you saw the joy that is within him. So, Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for every brothers and sisters who join. Dear Father, if there is anyone here did not get it, Lord, I open the line. They did not respond. You know all things. We ask you for those who are listening on the internet. We ask you, Father, for help at this time so that they will seek you. What more could we ask of you but give you thanks? We present the speaker to you, dear Lord. Hide the speaker and allow the words that will be coming, that it will fill our heart, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, the next voice you will hear, the voice from the speaker, Sister Stephanie. 301-868, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, beloved. I heard you, Brother Eli, and I will take the charge as I have gotten it from Sister Powell. I will take the charge and do so, all right? And so as we continue and just linger a little longer, we ask you, Lord, to be with us, Lord. Touch my lips with cold, Lord. Hide me in your bosom, Lord, and let your message that you have for your people today to resonate within our heart, and we will be able to take the light that we have as you have called and have placed our health message as the right arm of the gospel. It was created back in Genesis, and so we have that remedy to utilize so that we will be able to have healing. We will be able to have nourishment. Lord, thank you, Lord, for everyone that is on this line. Dear Heavenly Father, continue to abide with me and everyone that is under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering and for your forgiveness and for your power and for how you are allowing things to happen within our lives so that we can draw closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power, your love, your long-suffering, your grace, and your mercies. Pray all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so we are going to, I certainly missed you all last week. I just, you know, the enemy has been really busy. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So it is a blessing to be among the beloved and to hear those praise reports. So I'm going to start off with, because I think this is fitting. All right, I'm going to start off because we are in perilous times, right? And so, Sister Powell, what are some of those awesome booster? I got a text message. That was another praise report. I got a text message from kind of like my sister. You know, we have been together for so long, and so she sent me a text message and was asking me about some of the remedies that we have been using. And so she was like, I heard, you know, I called Kaji, which is her goddaughter, my daughter, and she was like, I was asking her about, you know, the things that you all use to boost your immune system and to keep you, you know, healthy. And, Kaji told her that we use a lot of elderberry. And she was like, oh, my goodness. She went and, but she purchased the elderberry syrup. And so she was calling Kaji to ask Kaji if that's what we use. And Kaji was like, no, my mom used the seed. And, you know, and that's what we use. And so she has sent me a text message. She was like, oh, Kaji told me about what y'all are doing. And can you get some for me and send it? And I was like, oh, sure, awesome. Because that's what we do. Right, when we have our health message, when we have things that are able to help us, we cannot keep it for ourselves, right? And so even my neighbors and my, you know, my parents, my former parents, they will roll up, and I was like, oh, I have something for you. And they're calling me back and ask me, do you have some of this? Do you have any more? So the elderberry and the hawthorn is really, really, really good. And so, and I use the seed. The hawthorn is good for the heart. And that was one of the things where, you know, yes, I'm impacted with a lot of allergies and, you know, it restricts my breathing. But for someone who is so super and hypersensitive, when they look at me or, you know, look at the chart and stuff, I should be impacted in terms of I should be sick more often, right? And so she asked me, she was like, wait a minute. And I told her, I said, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that if my eating habits, and doctors have told me this before, if my eating habits were not the way it is, you know, eating plant-based and water and all these natural stuff, I would be more susceptible to have illness and sickness. Isn't that something? And so I remember at one point in time I went to see a specialist, and I just want to share because there's power, you know, in those green herbs and seeds that God has given us. And the doctor, he was dumbfounded. He was like, I'm looking at this chart and I'm looking at you, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't match. And I know, and he came back. He said, what you eat? So I would share with him what I eat. And he said, the only thing I could say to you is that, you know, keep doing what you're doing, beloved. And we will be able to give doctors testimonies, right? And because I know with what I know about what's going on and, you know, the different things that impact me, I know it is the grace of God, and I know that it is what I am consuming. You know, I mean, I don't need the doctors to tell me that. They're confirming it, but I don't need them to tell me that because I know. So, and there's no time. It's not too late. Let's say that, right? It is not too late to be able to change, you know, our eating habits. And many of us, it could be plant-based, but how about we use a lot of sugar, right? And sugar are just as detrimental. They call it, like, you know, crack, you know, so we got to be careful with the white sugar and just, you know, even the dark sugar, making sure that we're doing things in moderation. Salt. Oh, this is something that I needed to tell you. One of the things, and I don't have high blood pressure, beloved, but my blood pressure, for them it was okay, but for me it was high. She told me that the bottom number was high, right, was a little bit high. And she said the top number was fine, but for me, so I want you to know what your blood pressure, your normal blood pressure is and should be, right? Because what might be normal for the world is not normal for you or for me. And we brought it down to the fact that the mask, right? Because I was wearing the mask, I had to wear the mask on my way there. And so when we look at it, and she was like, your blood pressure is really, really high. You know, so it's all of that anxiety, all of that stuff going on. You have the mask, you can't breathe well, you're stressing. And she was like, oh, my blood pressure was high. You know, she said the bottom number. I know the nurses and the doctors on the line. I can't remember what. One is what? Stylosis or something? Y'all know it. Y'all tell me. I can't remember it right now. But that bottom number was high for them, and she said the top number was okay, but for me, it was both high. And so I knew it was because of that stress and wearing the mask, getting to where I need to get to, and just all of that stuff as well. So we really got to be careful. She also shared something that the dentists are also finding that the mask is damaging our mouth and the teeth. You know, because just the toxin, they're also talking about what masks are made of, you know, those plastic particles. And so we really have to be careful, right? And one of the things she said, I said, oh, my goodness, she's talking about a health message. She was like, we need fresh air. She said, you know, our bodies are designed to what? What do we do? Exhale, right? Mm-hmm. The bad air, and we are to inhale the good air, right? The oxygen and release the release the bad air. And so there is so much out there that we are able to share, even just with our L Health message, we are able to share. So I just wanted to share that. But anyway, let's go back to Sister Paul. Can you give me the 8 laws of health, the 8 doctors that make house calls? Because I don't want to keep our beloved too late on this line today.
Exactly. Amen. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest,
and trust in God.
Amen, amen. So those were the eight doctors that makes house calls. So I'm in Genesis 1, verse 29 through 30, because I hear Sister Paul said, okay, let's move it along. And God said, behold, I have to say this. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for that. I definitely forgot my books, and I always have my books. But the next time on my visit, the whole office will be getting some books, and I will be bringing them in there. And she has a little section where I can put them on there, so everyone that comes in will be able to get it. So I will be bringing some of the National Sunday Law and the Great Controversy, or the Great Controversy, depending where you're from. I will be doing that. So thank you so much. I totally forgot. I left a lot of things, not going when I'm on my way there. So that is on my bucket list, because I was like, oh my goodness, I forgot to bring the book. So your prayer, God has answered it, because it is my next mission. All right, so we are in Genesis 1, verse 29 through 30, and it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every what? Y'all could say it. Herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And the last sentence in verse 30 says, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So we know that we just are such an awesome God, right? Know how to give his children good gifts. So now I'm in third epistle of John, chapter 1, and it says, the elder unto the well-beloved, Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above what? A few things. One thing, most things, all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no what? Greater joy than to hear that my children what? Walk in truth. Amen. All right, so here we go. And I saw something from education. I had written it down, and I think it's befitting, because we know that food can be our detriment and food can be our medicine. And this is from education, page 24, paragraph 1. It says, he, Satan, declared that himself had eaten of the forbidden fruit, and as a result had acquired the power of speech, and that if they also would eat of it, they would attain to a more exalted sphere of existence and enter a broader held of knowledge, a broader held of knowledge. And so we are hearing a lot of things, right? People are saying, they're pushing the vaccination for us to what? Why are they pushing the vaccination? Because they say that it will allow us to what? Combat COVID, right? To get relief in COVID. But we know that the studies are saying are not connecting, or the findings are not connecting with what the information that we're being told. There was a study, as I heard, Brother O'Neill had shared. There was a study. It came from Israel, and it might have been the same thing that Brother O'Neill, kind of on the same premise of that, where there were a lot of individuals that were losing their lives, and the infertility, all of that stuff around that. So we just want you all to be informed. We just want you all to go ahead and make sure that you are not trusting anyone, not even me. Don't trust me. Go ahead and search the information. Make sure you research and make sure you consider the source, right? Consider the source that we're looking for. And one of the things that we know that God can't lie. And he gives us what? He gives us the Bible so that we can go ahead and search that scripture, search the word of God for instruction and direction. So I'm going to start with this one, because I thought when the doctor told me and even the nurse, you know, they were godly people, right? And when I went in there and I was talking to them, you know, they were talking about God, and she talked about our bodies and how our bodies designed. So I think that this is fitting. I am in diet and health. I'm in diet and health, and I'm on page 267, and within the parentheses is 308-3310, okay? And I think this is really, really, really fitting, okay? So I am going to read from the second to last paragraph. So 1, 2, 3, I'm starting on the 3 paragraph. It says, and you have heard this before, but I think it is, at the time that we're in, we need to keep hearing these things, right? Repetition deepens the impression on our minds, all right? And so it says, some wish that an exact rule could be prescribed for their diet. They overeat and then regret it. And so they keep thinking about what they eat and drink. And so I heard Sister Powell talk about those 8 doctors that make house calls. So we have temperance in here, right? Because if we're overeating, we're not being temperate. Even though it might be good stuff, you know, you might have made that good bread, that good, butternut squash, got to be temperate in all things, right? And it says, and so they keep thinking about what they eat and drink. This is not as it should be. One person cannot lay down an exact rule for another. Everyone should exercise reason. And what's that word? And self-control, and should act from principle. All right. So let us not be sheep being led to slaughter. Right. Let us make sure that we're making decisions.
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, like you're breaking up.
Oh, you can't. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I throw.
Hello, am I clear?
Yes.
Am I clear?
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us clear lines, allow your words to be heard. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Can you hear me now, Sister Powell?
Yes, amen. It's much better. Mm-hmm.
All right, no problem. One person cannot lay down an exact rule for another. Everyone should exercise reason and self-control and should act from principle. This is the part where, as I was talking to the doctor, I remember this, right? She was like, our bodies are designed. You know, God has designed our bodies to function. And she said, and even if we acquire it, even if we get, she said, you know, there's things that we can do, the food that we eat, that will help us through this disease. So it says, our bodies are Christ-purchased possession. Our bodies are Christ-purchased possession, and we are not at liberty to do with them as we please. All who understand the laws of health should realize their obligation to, what's that four-letter word, obey these laws which God has established in their being. Obedience to the laws of health is to be made a matter of personal duty. Obedience to the laws of health is to be made a matter of personal duty. We ourselves must suffer the results of violated law. We must individually answer to God for our habits and practices. Therefore, the question with us is not what is the world's practice, but how shall I as an individual treat the habitation that God has given me? These are powerful words. Therefore, the question with us is not, what is the world doing? What is happening across the world? What is the science saying? But how shall I, as an individual, treat the habitation that God has given me? All right? And so that came from diet and health, Okay? All right. Then I'm going to segue into, because I think this is fitting for us, because our minds being controlled by what we see, by what we hear. So this is mind cure. So I'm going to go with mind cure. And I know you've heard it already, scholars, Bible scholars and beloved. But we are in a time where we have to hear these messages right now, right? So that people, because people are still perplexed. And so you might come in line or come in contact with someone and you are able to share that, right? So I'm going to read a little bit from Mind Cure, and I'm also going to read a little bit from The Use of Remedies, all right, because I think that that is fitting. Okay. All right, and so it says The Use of Remedies. So I'm going to read a little bit on this one, and it says, we are laborers together with God. We're what? Laborers together with God. And it says, disease never comes without a cause. The way is prepared and disease invited. By disregard of the laws of health, many suffer in consequence of the transgression of their parents. While they are not responsible for what their parents have done, it is nevertheless their duty to ascertain what are and what are not violation of the laws of health. They should avoid the wrong habits of their parents, and by correct living, remember we said it's not too late, by correct living, place themselves in better condition, right? By correct living, place themselves in better condition. So it's never too late, right? We want to make sure that as we come into light, we are utilizing the light as well. It says, greater the number, however, suffer because of their own wrong course of action. They disregard the principles of health by their habits of eating, drinking, dressing, and working. Their transgression of nature's laws produces the sure result, and when sickness come upon them, many do not credit their sufferings to the true cause, but murmur against God because of their afflictions. But God is not responsible for the suffering that follows disregard of the of natural law. Okay? God has endowed us with a certain amount of vital force. When the lady was telling me this, this really came to my mind. He has also formed us with organs suited to maintain the various function of life. And he designed that these organs shall what? Work together in harmony. Okay? If we carefully preserve the life force and keep the delicate mechanism of the body in order, the result is what? Health. But if the vital force is too rapidly exhausted, the nervous system borrows power for present use from its resources of strength. And when one organ is injured, all are affected. Nature bears much abuse without apparent resistance. She then arouses and makes a determined effort to remove the effects of the ill treatment she has suffered. Her effort to correct these conditions is often manifest in fever and various other forms of sickness. Now I'm going to read where it says rational remedies. When the abuse of health is carried so far that sickness results, the sufferer can often do for himself what no one else can do for him. The first thing to be done is to ascertain the true character of the sickness and then go to work intelligently to remove the cause. If the harmonious working of the system has become unbalanced by overwork, overeating, or other irregularities, Do not endeavor to adjust the difficulties by adding a burden of poisonous medicine. All right, I just wanted to reiterate that as well. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there for that particular portion. And then I'm going to go into mind cure. Okay, I'm going to go into mind cure and I'm going to start at the beginning. Because I think that's what's happening to us, our minds, right? Isn't that what the serpent did to Eve? He controlled her mind. He messed with her mind. You shall not surely die. Did he say that? All right. So it says, the fellowship of the soul with him who is its life. The relation that exists between the mind and the body is very intimate. One is affected, the other sympathizes. The condition of the mind affects the health to a far greater degree than many realize. I'm going to read it again. The condition of the mind affects the health to a far greater degree than many realize. Many of the diseases from which men suffer are the results of mental depression. Grief, anxiety, discontent, remorse, guilt, distrust all tend to break down the life forces and to invite decay and death. Disease is sometimes produced. Wasn't Ellen G. White a prophet? Listen to this. Are we hearing some information on that? Disease is sometimes produced and is often greatly aggravated by the imagination. Many are lifelong invalids who might be well if they only thought so. Many imagine that every slight exposure will cause illness. Oh my. Many imagine that every slight exposure will cause illness. Aren't we hearing that now? Huh? And the evil effect is produced because it is expected. Many die from disease, the cause of which is wholly imaginary. Courage, hope, faith, sympathy, love promote health and prolong life. Are you showing courage? Are you hoping in Christ? Are you demonstrating strong faith, sympathy, love promote health and prolong life? Oh, wow. There's a scripture that says what? The word is like medicine to our bone. A contented, it's coming up here too. Oh, my goodness. I said it. I didn't see it yet. A contented mind. I told him my blood pressure was a little bit high, right? Because I was stressing. I was like, what is going on here? Right? And that's not good for our health. A contented mind, a cheerful spirit, is health to the body and strength to the soul. A merry, rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22. In the treatment of the sick, the effect of mental influence should not be overlooked. And that's what the doctor did to me today. She assisted me. She helped me, right? I was at peace. My mind, I wasn't, worried that, I need to be wearing this and this is what's going to happen. No. She allowed my mind to be, through the help of Jesus Christ, to be at peace. She comforted me. She was caring. She was kind. She, when you went in, she had the word of God posted for you to see, right? And so, oh my goodness, that gave me peace and calmness, okay? Control of mind over mind. There is, however, a form of mind cure that is one of the most effective agencies for evil. Through this so-called science, our mind is brought under the control of another. Our minds being controlled, or are they trying to? So that individuality of the weaker is merged in that of the stronger mind. Aren't there some scientists that people look at them with these strong minds, right? And they are praying, what they say, the vulnerable, the poor, needs to get it, right? So our minds are being controlled. One person acts out of the will of another. Thus, it is claimed that the tenure of thoughts of the thoughts may be changed, that help-giving impulses may be imparted, and patients may be enabled to resist and overcome disease. This method of cure have been employed by persons who were ignorant of its real nature and tendency and who believe it to be a means of benefit to the sick. But the so-called science is based upon false principles. I'm going to read that again. But the so-called science is based upon false principles. It is foreign to the nature and spirit of Christ. It does not lend to him who is life and salvation. The one who attracts minds to himself leads them to what? Separate from the true source of their strength. It is not God's purpose that any human being should yield his mind and will to the control of another, becoming a passive instrument in his hands. No one is to merge his individuality in that of another. He is not to look to any human being as the source of healing. Oh, wow. His dependence must be in God. Each time I read this, I get something else. Don't you? Aren't you getting something else, beloved? Like your eyes are just like, whoa, I missed this the first 10 times I read it. Right? God always have a word for us in due season. He is not to look at any human being as the source of healing. His dependence must be in God. In the dignity of his God-given manhood, he is to be controlled by God himself, not by any human intelligence. God desires to bring men into direct relation with himself. In all his dealings with human beings, he recognizes the principle of personal responsibility. He seeks to encourage a sense of personal dependence and to impress the need of personal guidance. He desires to bring the human into association with the divine, that men may transform into the divine likeness. Satan works to distort this purpose. He seeks to encourage dependence upon men. Oh, wow. They're encouraging the pastors and, religious leaders to promote the COVID-19 vaccination. They have solicited actors and entertainers and musicians. What does that sound like? Think about that. What Bible text stories comes to your mind? Just think about it for a minute. The theory of mind controlling mind was originated by Satan. And we read that, right? We read the from Education, page 24, paragraph 1. To introduce himself as the chief worker, to put human philosophy where divine philosophy should be. Of all the errors that are finding acceptance among professedly Christian people. How long ago did she write this? Have mercy. Have mercy. Of all the errors that are finding acceptance among professedly Christian people, none is more dangerous. None is a more dangerous deception. None more certain to separate man from God. Than is this innocent, though it may appear. If exercised upon patient, it will tend to their destruction, not to their restoration. It opens a door through which Satan will enter to take possession both of the mind that is given up to be controlled by another and of the mind that controls. Fearful is the power thus given to even-minded men and women. What opportunities it affords to those who live by taking advantage of another's weaknesses or follies? How many, through control of minds, fever or disease, will find a means of gratifying lustful passion or greed of gain? There is something better for us to engage in than the control of humanity by humanity. The physician should educate the people to look from the human to the divine. Instead of teaching the sick to depend upon human beings for the care of soul and body, he should direct them to the one who can save to the utmost all who come unto him. He who made man's mind knows what the mind needs. God alone is the one who can heal. Those whose minds and bodies are diseased are to behold in Christ the Restorer. Because I live, he says, ye shall live also. John 14, verse 9. This is the life we are to present to the sick, telling them that if they have faith in Christ as the Restorer, if they cooperate with him, obeying the laws of health and striving to perfect holiness in his fear, he will impart to them his life. When we present Christ to them in this way, we are imparting a power, a strength that is of value, for it comes from above. This is the true science of healing for body and soul. And I think, beloved, it is fitting for me, Sister Paul, I'm just trying to look at the time. It is fitting for me to stop right there. Beloved, I would suggest and impart on you that you continue reading. We will pick up next week. We will look at Bible principle of cure, and we're looking at, and we will look at help in every trial, because we are in trials, right? We are going through stormy time. But we know that if we abide in our Heavenly Father, he will abide in us. If we contend and wrestle with him like Jacob did, he will bless us. So that is the end of our health message for today. And I pray that God will continue to purify us, continue to teach us, to lead us, and we will trust, as it says, what? The true science of healing for the body and soul comes from our Christ above. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can you pray for us, please?
Certainly. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity where we are reminded again that our bodies are not of our possession for us to do what we feel that we must do. We need to come and seek you in all things. We know that you are the creator of science. We know that you are the creator of the doctors. But God, we ask you even right now, Lord, and we ask for your outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We ask that you continue to be with everyone on this line. Remind us that we have victory in you. We have to cooperate with you. We have to be obedient to the laws and what you have called us to do. And we are not to allow our minds to be controlled by what the world is doing. We are not to allow our minds to be controlled by the science and the doctors that are giving us information that are not contrary to the Word of God. So, Lord, as you have given us light, we ask you to help us to be bold with it, to walk in your path, and to share this message. Lord, we know that there's going to come a time where we are going to be persecuted, and it's going on now, right? It's going on now. There's a doctor in Pakistan, there's an Adventist in Pakistan that shared information about you and your second coming and was arrested and put in prison for life on the account of blasphemy. And then it was changed for him to seek death. So we pray for that Adventist, for that evangelist. We pray for him, and we thank you, Lord, for what you have done. We have heard the report where there were your people that were kidnapped in Haiti. But God, you kept them, Lord, and you allowed them to be released. So we ask you, Lord, for Heavenly Father, you continue to abide with your people. You continue to wake us up, stir our hearts so that we can see the need for you. And we will be able to not only get our house in order, get ourselves ready, but share, lift up this everlasting gospel to sound the trumpet. Share the help message. Let's not shy away from it. As you have told us that this is the healing power that you have given us. And we know that all of these things that we have came from you. So help us, Lord, to keep our eyes upon you. Help us, Lord, not to let our faith waver. Let us stand on your promise that you can do all things for us but fail. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your peace and your understanding, your wisdom and your knowledge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for this presentation. Brothers and sisters, I do know that each one of us are filled this evening with this word of truth, and it is telling us that we must not look on men, right? Because we know they are failure, but we must keep our trust in God. He is the source of our healing, and he can do all things. So I am encouraging my sister and brother who is on this line, right? This is a love letter. These are we wonderful bread from heaven that we have in a ministry of healing. What the Lord told us, that it's the right time. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, go back and read this chapter, Mind Cure, what we have been studying about this evening. And let us ask the Lord to help us. Because you know what? We saw what is happening. Man want to control our mind. But God is saying to us that you desire to bring man back into a direct relationship with himself. You know, God want to bring us back. So our prayer tonight is for us to go and study this word. Study this, read for ourselves, and get to ask the Lord to allow us to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we can able to be well equipped to go out in the field to share this message. And I'm encouraging my sister and brother here, let us get some books, The Ministry of Healing, The Step to Christ, and also there's National Sunday Law, brothers and sisters. We have our family members. We have our friends. Let us share these books. And let us always remember our doctors, our medical doctors, those who stood firm in the word and really sharing God's truth to us. So I just want to thank everyone. I don't know if anyone here would like to have a query, something that you don't understand, even though we are a little late. If you could take yourself off the line and press 1 so that I can open the line, brothers and sisters, to Fox Stephanie. Just open the line for Stephanie, brothers and sisters. If you have anything, you know, that you didn't make sure you did not understand, you can take off yourself and number 1, and I will open your line. Well, I haven't seen anybody respond, so I just want to thank everyone. And again, I will offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we just want to thank you for this presentation, this moment, your words of encouragement, Lord. Despite of the crisis that we are in, you have demonstrated to us that we have to keep our trust in you. We have to let our mind stay upon you. We have to be obedient to your will and your command. So as each one of us come on this line, we came here for a purpose. We came, Lord, on this line to recognize how good and how great you are, and also to show us light, Father. So as we receive your light, we are asking you for that power of the Holy Spirit, so that we will be able to share your light to others. But we are asking you to help us to be obedient into this help message, we pray. Thank you for each and every brothers and sister who join us, and also those that are on the internet listening, Lord. And we ask you, Father, for help, because there are times we are weak, and we know we have a Heavenly Father who is strong. And we are his in the most holy sanctuary, doing his last ministerial work for us. So keep us, Father, because we cannot keep ourselves. And bless each heart here and help us to draw close to you so you can cover us with your robe of righteousness in Christ. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering. Bring us back tomorrow here, Sabbath, so that we can come together and to bring in the Sabbath and to study your word. We pray. Thank you again for hearing and answering. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining. And we ask you tomorrow to join us as we fellowship together. God bless and have a blessed night. I'm going to try to. Amen.